Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller, Charlie Long, hanging out with you till 8 p.m. this evening. Want to let you know, folks, that in the interest of public safety, Monday's Vikings-Rams wildcard game has been moved from SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California, to State Farm Stadium, the home of the Arizona Cardinals. The NFL announced today the decision was made in consultation with public officials, the participating clubs, and the NFLPA. The game's going to be televised on ESPN, ABC, and ESPN+. Scheduled still for a 7 p.m. Central kickoff. So with the incidents, you know, the wildfires going on in California, that game now moving to Arizona.
That makes sense, man. Have you seen, like, the videos and
footage? Oh, it's horrible. Between seeing the videos of that and then, like I said, we were just talking to Scott Shanley about the snowstorms in Dallas and just everything going on here with the terrorist attack. It's like, what's going on this the start of 2025?
2025 is off to a crazy start. My buddy is, I think, going to the Mavericks game tonight as well, which I don't know how he's getting out there because you see the snowy roads. It's crazy out in Dallas right now, so... Between that, yeah, and then just the fires out in, you know, L.A. and California, just it's devastating out there. So it's awful stuff.
You got kudos from a Super Bowl champ, Scott Shanley, talking about, you know, organizational stability, something that the Saints have had with their ownership, general manager, and something that the Tennessee Titans you brought up have just been lacking. What a mess over there when you consider, you know, what they went through between the head coach and GM, and that now you don't know where that organization, that's kind of like the New York Jets, you don't know where that organization stands at all.
Yeah, so Mike, you know, refers to her as Miss Amy, the owner there, yeah. The Tennessee Titans. Just kind of rehashing what I said to Scott here, because I think it's actually a pretty crazy timeline. It's been, you know, people in Tennessee, I sent this to my friend earlier, because when Trent Baalke was kind of announced, like, they weren't necessarily firing him right off the bat, that may still change. They may still decide to move on from him. It's up to Shad Khan, the owner of the Jaguars. All the Jaguars fans were basically up in arms. And there's, like, a real fun picture. It's like a screenshot of a press conference, and all the live chat is just clown emojis. Like, they're all fed up. They're fed up with Trent Baalke's reign as GM of the Jacksonville Jaguars. But what's happening in Tennessee, funny enough, another AFC South squad,
yeah,
has been crazy to think about. Because if you ask anyone right now, who is the most coveted head coaching candidate on the market right this second, maybe you get some Ben Johnsons, but you're going to get a lot of Mike Vrabels. And that goes back to what Scott was talking about, the leader of men personality as head coach. That's exactly what Mike Vrabel is. And Bobby's compared him to Dan Campbell a lot, and I can see it, right? It's just the type of personality that he is. Mike Vrabel was in Tennessee for 6 years. He went 54-45 in that time with the Tennessee Titans. Winning record, made the playoffs three different times, three straight years, in fact, and then he missed the playoffs the last 2 years there. So what happened in Tennessee over the last 3 years has just been crazy to follow, like, from an outsider's perspective. I can't imagine doing Sports Talk in Nashville right now, because I think people would be up in arms right now about what's happened. In 2022, as I mentioned, you know, what happened with Vrabel, he was still there. They move on from John Robinson. And Mike has talked to me about this before. John Robinson and Mike Vrabel kind of butted heads a little bit, but they move on from him. You have a legit awesome head coach in Vrabel at that point. And I think Vrabel also wanted some kind of control over player personnel and his roster and everything like that. That maybe, you know, the GM, he wanted maybe his pick of the GM, so to speak. But they go with Ryan Carthon, who goes in. They kind of force it together in 2023. Now, Vrabel had a really interesting quote when he was inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame, where I'll paraphrase here. I read it the other day. He basically told Patriots fans, appreciate what you have here. It's not like this everywhere else. And that sent Miss Amy up a wall. And so they move on from Vrabel, and they keep Rand Carthon there. And now, just a year removed from that, Mike Vrabel is he's the hottest head coaching name, once again, maybe outside of Ben Johnson, on the market. And then they fire Rand Carthon this year.
Another GM in the mix now.
They spent all this money. Rand Carthon got to pick Bryce Callahan for the next head coach. And now the Titans are picking number one overall.
Right.
It's just like, you went from having a guy that made the playoffs three straight years, got you to the one seed in one of those seasons. You move on from him, and the new OC of the Bengals that you got to replace him is picking number one after 1 year. and you fire your GM.
So now the new GM, he's going to be forced to take on Callahan as the coach.
I mean, I don't see why you would keep Callahan in this scenario, but that's what they're doing. It's right. Like they're trying to do these forced marriages where it didn't work with John Robinson and Mike Vrabel. So they bring on Rand Carthon to try and make it work with Mike Vrabel. It doesn't work there, so they fire Vrabel because of what he said, partially because of what he said when he got inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame. And then now after this horrendous season that they've endured, they move on from Carthon. It's just they're trying to mishmash all these different pieces together, and it's not working. And so, like, talking about stability, organizational stability, Tennessee has none of that at the moment. They're just throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Feel like we should have gotten into either, you know, the scouting or some kind of management for the NFL, because just the front offices and staffs around the league seem to be in disarray. We mentioned the Titans, the New York Jets, even the Raiders have just been abysmal at bringing in. I think they've had the most head coaching change over the last 10, 20 years.
I think I called him Bryce Callahan. My apologies, it's Brian Callahan. So, but shout out to all the Titans media reporters that really helped me put that timeline together, because they have been on top of it. And if you really want to talk about unstable franchises right now, I mean, you can mention some of those crazy owners like Woody Johnson and David Tepper, but the Titans are in a bad spot right now, Steve. And I think it's maybe being a little bit underreported.
That's one of the things, you know, people are concerned with, maybe the fact the Saints could lose Aaron Glenn to maybe a team like the New York Jets. But I would think Glenn would look at that stability and what you have, that foundation here in New Orleans with an owner like Mrs. Benson that is really hands off and letting you do your job and the staff do their job as a big bonus, instead of going to like a New York Jets where it's more meddling.
Yeah, it's kind of a give and take, though. The Jets have some really strong young pieces on their roster.
Right, and better cap space.
And they're not in the cap situation that the Saints are. So it's going to be, you know, Mike said this in the last hour, Aaron Glenn's going to have his choice if he wants to go, and he's got connections to both franchises, the Jets and the Saints.
Right.
If he wants to go up to New York and be their next head coach, I think that he's in the running because that's what we keep joking about, that the Jets have interviewed 15 different guys and who knows who's going to get that job. But I think they would seriously consider him. And obviously the Saints are seriously considering him. He's got an interview with them tomorrow morning. So, you know, we'll see what happens with Aaron Glenn. But talking about the hot names on the market, he's right up there with all of them.
Yeah, and you mentioned with Aaron Glenn, too, he has canceled his interview or said no to interviewing with the New England Patriots. Maybe kind of a slight of, hey, look what you did to Jerod Mayo. I don't want to end up like that.
A little bit of that, and I think Mike put it best, that Mike Vrabel's going to get that job.
Exactly. Everyone pretty much knows it.
Vrabel's going back home to New England, where he won 3 Super Bowls with them as a player. And, you know, he's going to get to coach Drake May, one of the promising young talents at quarterback in the NFL. And they have a top pick where they can start rebuilding that roster, because it needs a lot of work.